What is up? If you are just joining right now, we're going to get started here in just about 10 minutes or so. Just about 10 minutes or so here. We're just getting things shared and going, so I'm pretty pumped up as we have Mr. Dave Rogenmoser here coming live soon here with our show. And I'm pretty excited to have him here. Hey, how's it going? Hey, if you guys are watching right now live, I'm actually just getting things sorted sharing. Why don't you guys let me know in the comments where you're watching from, what you're most excited about for this episode. I am most excited about just talking to my buddy Dave, who I haven't talked to. I talked to him recently, but it's nice to have him on the show here. I'm actually just getting him in the what we call the virtual interview room right now, so pretty pumped up, and we're just testing his audio. Say hello, let me know where you're from, what your favorite ice cream is, anything. I like to know all these things. And we're going to be talking about the four phases of a million-dollar business here with Mr. Rogenmoser, starting really soon. I'm actually just testing his audio. He's over here laughing at me, if you can believe it. How's
I'm
it going, dude?
All those hats behind you, man.
Dude, you can never have enough hats. There's a lot of awesome sun here in LA. I mean, so it's something I had to adjust to.
That's awesome.
I think they can all hear you. Hey, if you guys can hear Dave, let me know. I'm testing your audio out really quick here.
Dude, what kind of fancy setup you got here, man?
Dude, it's a pretty fancy. Can you see me, by the way? Because I know I got you on a separate
I can see you. I can see you.
Can you see me better now or worse? Worse, or medium?
It's the same. Yeah, basically
okay,
the same.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's a interesting setup. David Foster flew out here and set the whole thing up for me. So
beautiful.
So it's legitimate now. So
looks like you're in a back alley in Italy, and you're just like,
this is where I am.
Live stream.
I am. I'm outside right now, so we might get robbed any minute. So
that's awesome, dude.
That's how it is here.
I love it.
What's new, man?
Dude, right now I'm with JP, killing time, looking at cool logos.
Killing time, looking at logos, huh? Let me see if I can get you in here. Oh, there we go. You're live. People can see you all over the internet.
So what's going on, guys?
It's a dream come true. All right, let me pull you off here. I don't want to ruin. You're the prize here, is what it is.
Yeah, no. Keep me hidden.
I can't apply. Yeah, I can't ruin it. So go live. I don't know if I'm live on Facebook. I know I'm live on YouTube right now, so I'm double checking all this stuff right now.
I can check here too.
Sweet. So I'm pretty sure we're live right now. We're gonna start in like 7 minutes and stuff. So I had them say, I'm having everybody, if you're watching right now, please leave any questions you have for Mr. Rogenmoser. He knows how to do pretty much everything from cooking fancy meals to starting online businesses. So any question you can think of, please throw them in the comments below. Let me know where you're watching from. All right, now we're live on Facebook too, I believe. So, yeah.
Dude, and believe it or not, I mean, I've done a couple of different online businesses. And then last week I played basketball and actually dunked twice. So I still got it.
You still got it. That's crazy.
Dude, did you video down it? I'm so pumped.
Because if you didn't video it, it might as well not happen.
It doesn't count.
Next time I go to Annapolis, I'll have to go watch. Did you play outside or inside?
We played inside. Yeah.
All right, cool.
It was 20 degrees, so we played inside.
Cool. I'm gonna go ahead and share this real quick all over the place.
Okay.
I think they should be able to hear you, but
can I share somebody with like the Alliance or anybody?
Yeah, that would be great. Share it with the Alliance. Share it all over. That's why we have the pre-show, man, so we can share it everywhere.
How do I even do that, though?
You just you go over to my page.
Okay, hold on. I grab it.
And then you click share to like either your group or your timeline. I'm going to share this just everywhere. I'm just going to go on random people's pages who I don't know. Just tag them. I'm also going to tag like sunglasses 70% off. Like, it's going to be great.
Do the Ray-Ban thing.
Do you get a lot of those?
Dude, I actually don't know. I don't know if I like blocked it or
I keep blocking. What? I get random friend requests from, I don't know, a girl. It's like this a lot with no friends. They have like 10 friends and it's all dudes. So
that's funny. let me see if I can find my group. Oh, there we go. Entrepreneur Alliance. I'm just going to invite everybody. Oh, so I can just invite them in a Facebook message here.
Oh yeah, you can totally invite them how any way you want.
Dude, this is slick.
Dude, you got to come out here and actually do the live show here. It's a crazy crazy setup here.
That'd be fun, man. So yeah, how's the live stuff been going here so far?
It's been pretty cool here, I think. Yeah, it's really
Seems like a
fun.
lot of fun.
I love coming on early because it like takes away the stress of if everything is done properly. Lets people say hi if you're just jumping on. Share, hit hearts if you like me. But it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's fun. And so I've been trying to do like more stuff that's like fun and helpful for people. So like
Dude, totally.
we actually stopped our lowest membership program, and basically all the trainings I would have done there, I'm just gonna do for free. Like so. And we let
Beautiful.
everybody keep those private ones as well. So it was a pretty sweet deal, I thought. So
That's awesome, dude. No, I'm with you. I know that's something you and I have talked about a lot, but I feel like you and I are both just starting to do more things in our business that are fun.
right.
And then not only has like releasing that like been so good, you know, just for me, I think it's brought a lot more fun back to what we're doing, but like it's amazing. People like love it. People resonate with it so much more than when
Totally.
I'm just doing like the boring, like formal stuff. And so this
Yeah,
is really
I
fun.
think they can relate more when it's like a legitimate thing here. So I don't know. I just, I have my thing I'm really good at that people can, work with me if you want, but otherwise I want to just give as much as I can. I feel like I've gotten so much. It's especially specifically from you, and I'm gonna keep looking at the camera because I'm supposed to, or Luria's gonna punch me.
That's
But
great.
yeah, but like specifically from you, I've learned just so much, and you're just so giving. You don't really hold anything back, even with your like Entrepreneur Alliance program now. So like
Dude,
I kind of
thank you,
want to
man. I
just do
appreciate
that.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So.
dude. No, I appreciate that a ton. No, it'd be fun to chat through a lot of that here.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool.
Hey, quick question for you. So Amanda's gone for the weekend. And so I was on Netflix looking at some
Okay.
Netflix series here. Thought I might
Go
knock out
ahead.
a new series, you know,
Yeah.
tomorrow.
Yep.
And I watched the episode of Daredevil last night.
Dude,
And
that's
I
such a good
thought,
show. Do you not like it?
well, no, I liked it, but
Oh,
I
I
need to
love
ask
it.
AJ about this superhero stuff. And dude, see if you could, is that a good one to watch?
I like Daredevil. Yeah, I like all the nerd shows though, for the most part. I like Daredevil on there. I actually just finished watching, if you like Harry Potter, there's a show called The Magicians,
Okay.
which is pretty cool. Yeah. And but that's it's like super dark. Like you think it's like a happy, magical land, and then all of a sudden it's like terrible things happen.
Dude,
So
I feel
I
like a
don't
lot of
know.
those are just like dark now.
They're real dark. And it started off like all these fairies and happiness, and then turned into like we're just gonna start killing people, but I like it. But it's like it slowly like it almost tricked me into being dark. So whatever, I guess. So yeah, that's how it
Dude,
is.
hey, how can I see if people are watching this thing? I feel all alone on here.
Yeah, it's a little
I
weird. So like, pull it
need
up
some
on your
hearts
phone.
or.
Yeah, pull it up on your phone. That's what I've been doing, and that's how I like check comments and stuff. Has anybody seen The Magicians, that TV show? Do you like it or do you hate it? There's like a book on it too. It's like a trilogy book also. So I
Yeah, and
have it.
I've been asking everybody like what Netflix series should I get into? And so let me know on there too. I feel like people are pretty passionate about it. But
Yeah, no.
Amanda's
There's
gone. We're
a so
watching TV tomorrow.
you're just binge watching TV. Dude, I wanted to do that this weekend. I'm feeling like exhausted a little bit. Like so I'm like I just want to crawl into a hole. I have like a personal development like meeting with a coach on Monday, but I'm flying out Sunday, so I'm like right after this show I'm gonna work for like an hour, and then I'm just gonna hide in a corner until I have to fly out to I'm going to Denver with Craig Ballantyne, who's actually gonna be on
That's
the show
cool.
next week. So that's pretty sweet. Yeah,
What are you guys doing? Is like a day long session
so
deal?
it's like a day long session. Yeah, he's gonna come by here, and or I'm actually gonna go to him, and he wrote the Perfect Day Formula, so he's gonna basically look through my day. He's been like assessing my whole life. Like it's great. If you're watching, Craig, it's been great. But like he's been tracking my everything. He has me wearing, I'm not wearing it now, but like a Fitbit. He had me download like Rescue Time and Exist and all this stuff, and then basically had me take pictures of my food. And so I'm gonna send him all that stuff, and then he'll randomly ask me throughout the day how my mood is on a scale from 1 to 10. So he's gonna take all that stuff, and based on that data for like the past month, he's gonna create what the perfect day would look like for me to be efficient and also not like
Dude,
constantly stressed all the time.
that's amazing. That is
Thanks, yeah.
literally amazing.
I'm excited about it. It's gonna be good stuff. So I have you here full sound. So we're gonna get started here in about 15 seconds. I have my very formal agenda here. I'm very excited to get through because I've been told I can get a little scattered. So I'm just gonna have a little bit of it for the sake of people watching the replay. Thank you. And then we'll kind of roll through here. I have some formal stuff, but I think we could just talk and that would be better, right?
Love it, dude. Love
All
it.
right, sweet. Well, let's get things rolling here. Today we are going to talk all about Dave Rogenmoser, his online courses, his consulting, and breast milk granola bars, which you can, once you see him, you'll know he's an expert in it. This is AJTV. Thank you guys for being here. Cue intro. I think Dave's mind's a little blown by the fact that there's a little intro thing there.
Dude,
So,
I'm watching this thing on my phone. This thing is
this is like
nuts.
A legitimate thing. So, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to AJTV, the worst name show on the internet. My name is Peter Venkman, and today I have special guest Dave Rogenmoser here, and we have the honor to pick his brain, ask him all about his ninja secrets for his business. Why don't we go ahead and just formally welcome you? And I wanted to say, thanks for being here, Dave. What's going on?
Well, dude, I pushed back a game of pickup basketball to be here today.
I'm honored.
I didn't have the heart to tell you, but the other engagement was a game of basketball. But dude, I canceled it, and I'm here, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
Look at that! I'm super honored. I don't know if I'm insulted or honored that like you were even thinking about it. You're like, oh, I'm playing basketball at noon. I don't think I can do your show, AJ. But I suppose I understand. We have to have those strict rules according
dude,
to
I'm
Mr.
here.
Valentine.
I'm here.
So. Cool, dude. So Dave, why don't you tell us, I mean, I know, but everybody watching here, why don't you, Dave's done consulting, memberships, courses, masterminds, everything. He's been a really great, amazing mentor to me. I feel like he's my friend, even if I'm not his. And he's gonna kind of go over his four-phase plan to $100 million business. So really quick, how did you get into breast milk granola bars?
Dude, I've sold more breast milk granola bars in the last 4 months than I ever thought. Actually, we just crossed over 5,000 orders a couple
Really?
Days ago. And I think each order is like, I don't know, probably 20 or 30 bars. So I'm probably
That's
more than
wild.
That. So we've sold a ton of these things. But yeah, man, so I got started about a little over 2.5 years ago. I was working for a campus ministry at the University of Missouri. I was kind of finished up my time there. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I had no idea how to go about that. So I kind of logged on to Facebook and started reading like Neil Patel blogs, found the 4-hour work week, read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And those things all kind of like unlocked this big part of me that I feel like had kind of gone to sleep, even though I grew up wanting to be an entrepreneur. And so, yeah, man, kind of fast forward from there, met up with my partners, JP and Chris out in Annapolis. They were working on another software biz. JP's sitting here next to me coding away.
For social proof.
For proof. Maybe
proof.
I'll he's not gonna like this, but
there
we go.
JP, are you gonna be here next week, right? Dave already scheduled him, man.
Yeah, we got JP on here. He'll be next week.
Yes.
he thinks that's funny. But yeah, so then, over the last 2 years really started, doing consulting business where we were selling Facebook and AdWords campaigns and kind of outsourcing the heavy lifting to guys we would find online. And then last year did a whole bunch of different stuff, kind of just, I think, flexing our muscles, learning a lot as entrepreneurs, seeing like, what could we actually do? And that leads us to where we're at today. We're really run the Entrepreneur Alliance and are working on building software products.
Sweet, dude. So, when we talk about, because the title of this is, our super clickbaity, the four phases to $100 million business, but that's just really what you have. Like, so where would you say you're in, what phase are you in right now? And what exactly is the four phases to $100 million business, if you're cool sharing that here?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll let you know, I've kind of tweaked this. It was about 2 weeks ago. I was like sitting there talking with Chris, and I'd been talking to a couple different people that were like big investors, like venture capitalists, and everything they told me, I'd kind of say, we want to build a $100 million business. And they'd say, that's kind of small, honestly. Can you figure out how to make it a billion dollar business? And so at first I was like, dude, that doesn't feel good at all. Like, I don't really know. But then like we kind of sat down and like did the math. We talked about it. We're like, you know, like, I don't think it's all that much different probably to grow $100 million to $1 billion. And so we actually changed it. Now it's the 4-stage growth plan for a $1 billion company.
Oh my
gosh.
And
I'll talk about that. Even though really it's not all that different. It's just, you just kind of 10x the $100 million business.
Was that all?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I talk to you, it's bigger. I think when I met you, you just wanted a $1 million business. And then you were like, 10 million. And like 6 months later, you're like, you know what? 100 million feels reasonable to me. And
I know. I just keep talking to bigger and bigger people, and they always laugh at me when I bring up my ideas. Anyway, so I think where the idea came from to like build out this plan was I wanted to do big things, but then a lot of times day-to-day life was very like tedious. And so I was having a really hard time staying content with where I was and connecting the dots. Cause I was like, I want to do big things, but like right now I just have to send out this email. And I was like, and I couldn't get motivated to send out the email. And so I realized, well, I need to like see, like, does the email play into the $100 million, $1 billion business? Or am I just wasting my time here? So I just sat down, I like wrote it all out. And I was like, cool, like I've got 4 stages here, essentially is what I broke it down into. And writing the email gets me to stage 1. And then when I complete stage 1, I can unlock stage 2. Stage 2 gets me to a certain level of money, skills, and influence. And if I can unlock, you know, if I complete stage 2, I get to stage 3 and so on and so forth. And so I think it helped me stay content with like the tedious tweaking Facebook ads, when even though my grand plan is not to just be like writing emails and doing Facebook ads here, you know, down the road. Right. So that's kind of where it came out of. But basically what the four stages are, stage 1 is where we're in right now. And that's really building an information business. And so we want to build an information business up to about $100,000 of predictable, consistent monthly profit. And I'm not really like the 4-hour work week guy. And so like, it, you know, there can be some work involved in getting that money. Right. But I want to get it up there where we can really kind of fund, you know, all of stage 2 using that money. And so that's what we're building up right now. I'd say we're in stage 1 right now, but we're running the Entrepreneur Alliance. We've got some other programs, Facebook Ads Mastery, our webinar bootcamp program, and then some like masterminds that we're running. You're in, you know, one of them, obviously. Here.
I'm in one of them, yes.
Yeah, totally. And so we're doing that, trying to grow that up. But then the plan is to take that capital, those skills, and that influence, and invest it into software companies. That's stage 2, where we're kind of building this audience, and we're going to be launching really amazing software into, you know, that audience, and using that to kind of build up stage 2, which is, yeah, building software. And I think the software is what we can build up to like a $1 billion company.
And software business. Okay.
Yep. So software. And so we want to build software to build us up to $1 billion, sell that thing off by like 2025. So that's 7 years to do that. Mm-hmm. 8 years maybe. And then that takes us into stage 3, which is more investing, where we take that money and those skills, we invest it back into other companies, other entrepreneurs, and take that and invest. And then stage 4, I think, is kind of like what I just call influence. That's where we write the New York Times bestseller. You know, we've built up an audience, you know, we've got, and that could happen earlier, I guess, but that's just where we kind of take that and like really impact, you know, society on a really, really big level, using kind of everything else that we've achieved in stages 1 through 3.
Got it. Okay. And like, why, I know for me, like I find this valuable, but like, why did you come up with the 4 phases, right? You said you were a little bit, were lacking motivation to write that email, which I feel sometimes as well. We actually started doing like daily morning meetings, kind of to force me to do that as one of my things, right? Because it's so like, I know for like the last time I spoke to you and you were talking about your 4 phases, like it's a lot easier for me to get motivated about an email if I know eventually it leads to, you know, phase 3 or 4. Not that I'm hinged on it, right? But like, it's there and it exists and I know that there's an end result. It helps me, I guess, stay focused on the why.
Yeah.
Right? But is that kind of like why you did, like why you're doing
it? Yeah, I think I was just like ping ponging around all over the place, and we'd be like selling trainings. We'd be like, I don't want to be a training guy, or I'd be selling digital marketing, you know, 6K success. It's like, I don't want to be like a digital marketing guy. I don't want to be an IM guy. And so I'd kind of do these things, but then like I'd look and be like, I don't want to be doing this in 10 years. And so I'd stop doing it today and I'd kind of shift to something else. And I think it wasn't until I was like, okay, I got to like settle down and like be more focused and realize that doing that is actually still part of the grand plan. And it's not just, I was so afraid of like ending up being some like internet marketing guy when I'm 55 and like totally. Just selling SEO courses on Warrior Forum. And so I think it just helps me focus so much more when I see where it all is going.
Awesome, dude. Yeah. And I mean, that's something we were able to take for us. The last time I went to a mastermind with you guys, I mean, that and talking to Mr. Jeff Woods have had like huge impacts in my whole lives. I mean, I can't, if you by any twist of fate ever watch this, Jeff, thank you so much. Those kind of two things, helped me find, I think, a little bit more motivation in my business, where it was a little bit plateaued for a while when I had met up with you there. So I think it's awesome. So I think let me see if there's any question. Stage four, Corey Gladwell says stage four is running for president. So
the POTUS.
The POTUS, exactly. Anybody can do it. So anybody can run, that is. Cool.
Yeah, totally.
So let me, let's go back and think a little bit more ridiculously here. What's kind of the biggest flop, mistake, or business maybe you tried and failure that you can think of in your past? I know I have a million, so it's really easy for me to recall some, but what's one of the biggest ones in your life that you also like learned from, right?
Well, the pivot and scale bowling alley was just a terrible idea. You know,
did you really think of a bowling? That wouldn't surprise me, man. I don't know what you do.
You can message me and I'd be like working. I'd be like, you know, sanding the floors of a bowling alley because I'm pumped about this thing that week. Honestly, there's been like so many little failures. And I think that's like a big thing I've learned. Like yesterday, the Alliance had like, or over the last, I guess, week, the Alliance has added a lot of members. I've been like really pumped about that. And I launched some new ads yesterday and they started converting, getting Alliance members like right away. And right. I was like, it feels so good to actually do something that works, because I feel like most of my life is things that don't really work as well as I want them to. But it's cool. You look back and you connect all the dots, and like, I get people messaging me and they're like, dude, you're killing it. Like, I just want to be you. Like, how'd you do it? And it's like, honestly, like, it was just a lot of things that didn't go very well kind of add up, which is really funny. And it's like, I don't know if that's like inspiring for somebody to listen to this or like not, but it's literally like almost nothing goes how I want it to. But the grand sum of it is like really, really cool stuff. And if I kind of step back and look at my life now, I'm like, wow, I do get to do cool stuff. I'm here with, you know, three of my best friends, you know, hanging out, working on, you know, business that we love. It's like, I'm having an amazing time. Even though in the day to day, it feels like a lot of failure, I would say.
Yeah, I think, yeah. And to add to that, I think, cause like I fail a lot of times. Like I've failed so many times. The one I always recall for me is like, I tried to start a pie business because I like making pie for my, I don't think I ever told you this story.
No.
I was gonna call it paleo pies. So like long time ago, my wife and I were super paleo, and I was like, man, I really want, it was like Thanksgiving time, and I was like, I want some like pumpkin pie, but you know, paleo people say you can't have it. So I, you know, kind of found a bunch of recipes and made some. I'm like, I'm just gonna sell these. Like I could just totally sell these and make millions of dollars, and that totally flopped. I didn't know anything about a landing page. I would just send people to a website that says, here's my PayPal. You want to buy a pie and like crazy things like that. But yeah,
that's amazing. Here's one actually I'll share. I don't know if anybody really knows. You probably know about this, but about 2 months ago, we started a company called My Little Bow Box. Did I talk to you about this one?
No, you didn't talk to me about this one.
dude, go to mylittlebowbox.com when you get a chance. It's actually like locked up now, but dude, it was a subscription baby bow company for like little bows for girls. And you get three bows, $19 a month, free shipping. True. And we built out this beautiful site. It was like Chris and Chloe were doing it because Chloe was making these things. So we were
I think Chloe actually did tell me about that.
Okay.
Like, one of them. I talked to Chloe for a while because I got there like a day early. So
yeah. Anyway. So she was doing that. So we were like, you know, let's go for this. So we set up a whole Shopify site, took these professional pictures, brought a video or a photographer in to do it. Launched it, sold 22 of these subscriptions, and then realized we didn't have anything to like fulfill on it. We didn't have boxes, we didn't have anything. So we fulfilled like 6 of the 22, and then we just refunded everybody else, closed the whole store down, and like locked it. And I still think it's a really viable business, honestly. We just didn't have the time to kind of go for it right then. But that is a recent opening and closing of a business in about a week.
That's awesome.
It was cool, okay, though. That's good. I literally think it's a great business. We just didn't have the time to invest in it. And we found out the girls didn't really want to do it as much as we thought they did.
Yeah, I think the important thing is making sure you actually want to do it. And I think what's really cool about you, and I think, is that you just do things fast. Like, you and Chris and, you know, JP. JP's going to have that whatever, that SaaS. He's going to have it for me by the end of this video, I think, is what he told me. Proof, right? It's going to be done. So you guys move really quickly. And I think moving really quickly is super important, because then if you mess up, you can kind of figure it out faster. And then move on to the thing that works. And I think that's why you're super successful, is because you do a million things and you're like, it doesn't work, okay, next thing. And you kind of press forward. I don't know, am I drawing a conclusion there, or is that
no, you, that's, you think totally that's true. It's, and sometimes it's like to our detriment, but man, like I think we're the kings of like the MVP at this point. Like, we test everything. Like, the second we have an idea, we're like, all right, see if you can get someone to pay for it, otherwise we're not talking about it anymore. That's how with the BoBox thing, we're like, you know what? Like, before we like do all this stuff, before we get all this inventory, let's see if anybody's even going to buy the thing. And people did want it, you know, sold 22 subscriptions, you know, in like 2 days, just running Facebook ads. And then we refunded it because we didn't have the inventory. But man, like, again, sometimes it's to our detriment, but we can move really fast. We test new ideas. And the biggest way I test an idea is just seeing if somebody's going to pay for it. Like I'll ask a few people, but honestly, if somebody says they like an idea, it still doesn't mean all that much to me until they get out their credit card and like put some money behind it, right? That's like the ultimate test to the MVP. So it sometimes can hurt, but I really think moving fast is a really huge skill set in the market.
Totally, yeah. I think so too. I mean, I think that and making sure you actually like what you're doing is like the difference between the people who end up, you know, with an actual business, successful, whatever you want to call it, versus the people who don't, because you just got to get cool with it. And thanks for sharing that, dude. So like, for me, what I really love about you, and I've always loved it about you, I think it was the first thing I maybe told you when I talked to you like a year ago for the first time, was how like just honest you were. I remember the first time I called you, I was like, hey, you know, you're selling this other thing. I actually don't want any help with that. I want help with this. And you're like, well, I've never done it, but I mean, we're doing it, so I could just show you what we're doing. And like, that for me was like, and this is life-changing reason, but it like, it's the reason I was like, I'm going to work with this guy. He's super honest. He's not pretending he can do it and lying to me. And then you're just like so open with not just me, but like, you have all these, like, I don't know, it's like 200-300 people in the alliance or whatever. I don't know how many. Last time I checked, I feel like it was 200. And
312.
312, my bad. Okay. And you just give them everything. Like, you don't hold anything back. Where do you think that came from? Like, is that something new? I mean, has that always been how you are? I mean,
yeah, no, good question, man. I appreciate you saying it. Dude, actually, that phone call between you and me was probably like a year ago today almost. Mm-hmm. Like, I think if we looked it up, it would probably be like right at a year ago. So happy 1 year. Happy 1 year anniversary.
It's our anniversary. I sent you a present, but it's fine.
This is it, dude. No, man, I don't know. You know, I think I've got like really great people around me. I think it's something I've been like learning over the last 4 or 5 years. I think I started to learn how to take chances and vulnerability. You know, about 4 or 5 years ago, from the encouragement of some of my mentors, I started to be honest with people. I started to not, you know, care as much about, you know, what people thought about me. And I think that's like really translated into like what I'm doing today, where even like a year ago, I think I would just look at other entrepreneurs and I'd try to act like them. I'd try to memorize what they said. I'd try to like look like them, but it just didn't feel genuine at all. And so finally I was like, you know, I'm just gonna try this. I'm just gonna like be me and see what happens. And it's like nerve-wracking, right? Like I'm not the most confident guy in the world here. I'm not like the guy who like doesn't care what you guys think about me at all. Like I do, you know, I'm a normal person. But what's cool is as I started like doing that, I started like sharing struggles and not acting like I was killing it all the time. Like I not only felt great, but people loved it. You know, people resonated with that. And like I swear, like I get so many messages now, and anytime I talk to people, like people are like, dude, I just feel like I can connect with you. Like, it's just so genuine. Like, I love it. And I don't say it like a prideful way. It's just like amazing. If you're just yourself, people freaking love it, because everyone's sitting there thinking about all their junk too. Right. So if you share yours, like, they're not like all of a sudden thinking that you suck. They're like, this guy's my boy. And so I don't know, dude, I think it's just been like little tests over the last couple of years that like you try something, they respond well, you're willing to give a little bit more. And gosh, man, I think it's so fun. It's so freeing. I love what we do so much more than I do a year ago. Like I feel so much more alive. And I just recommend anybody listen to that. If you're like doing the fake entrepreneur thing where like you're acting like Gary V and you know, yes. like you're just trying, and again, I kind of like Gary V.
I like Gary V, but that's who he really is. Like he's not playing Gary V. He's just really that person. And I think that's why people connect with it. Cause I did the same thing, man. Like I think February, March, April, like, cause we met, you know, February, like you said, it's our anniversary. Right. And, I was like, yeah, you just gotta push and hustle. And I'm like, I'm not this push hustle. I'm not tough. Like, look at me. I don't look tough, you know? Like, so I just started kind of being myself more. And even if, like, some people connect with it, which is great, but even if the people don't, like, I can feel great about what I'm doing.
What's kind of been the result, like, in your experience from making that shift? Because I agree. I feel like I've seen that in you. And, like, you and I were both figuring that out, like, a year ago. We're kind of, like, the high-ticket guys. We're, like, closing dudes down on the phone and, like, figuring that out. But then I think we started getting a lot more comfortable with, you know, who we were probably around the same time. You know, you started wearing your superhero hats and, like, you know, just having fun. What's kind of been the experience for you in that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I see, I got like exhausted, I think, too, with the pretending, I think, to be somebody I'm not. So I just felt like on days I wasn't feeling it, I was like, I can't just like do this. Like, it's like acting a little bit. And it just didn't feel real. And like, and you know, even some people did connect with that, but not as much as I feel like me just kind of telling people, listen, I'm like this nerdy guy. I am not that smart. I just hang out with smart people. I can show you the smart stuff they showed me. Like, and I feel like people can trust it a little bit more, which is good. And for me, it just feels better. Like I don't, even the days that maybe I don't have as much energy to go live on Facebook or write an email, it's freeing knowing I can just write whatever I want, like, and whatever I'm feeling. I don't have to pretend to be a Grant Cardone or Gary V, who I think are wonderful, but they're just not who I am. You know, I'm not going to tell people you need to be obsessed. Like, I'm going to be done working today at 2 p.m. and I'm going to go, you know, watch Netflix and hang out with my wife. And funny enough that you said that earlier, you know. So, yeah. It's freeing. It makes my life a lot easier. So,
and honestly, it's like the easiest way to cut through the noise. Like honestly, like that's almost my value proposition with the Entrepreneur Alliance. Like, it's just like, hey, if you just want to come and I will be really, really real with you about how I'm building my business and I'll bring in really real people. Like, if you're just excited about that, then hop on in, because we are building some amazing businesses all together. There's a bunch of sweet people coming in and we're just going to lay it all out there. And if you want to see that, then come on in and join. And honestly, like, people love that. People resonate with that. And I'm like, this is so easy. Like, I don't even have to like figure out all these cool formulas or like make these amazing videos. Like, it's like the easiest thing in the world, but it works. And so I think that's like a really cool realization for me going through this.
Yeah. And I think too, like to your credit, like it ends up being like a smart business move for you too, right? Because a lot of people are really obsessed with like right now, like how much money can I make now? I got to get to 10K a month or 100K a month or $1 million a month, versus just like kind of shifting it to how many people could I serve, knowing you're going to make that money down the road anyway. Without structure either, you know? So I think that's why it works really well for you, because like I will buy whatever you send my way because I know it's not going to be bullshit. Right. Yep. I know you're just going to be honest. And if I buy it and I do think it's bullshit, you'd be the type of person to be like, well, here's your money back. You know, we got Chris Smith here commented, you know, he was on a phone call with you. And I don't know if you recognize that name.
Wait, who said it?
His name's Chris Smith. And he.
Oh, indeed, totally.
He wanted to sign up for your 6K success or something like that, or consulting mastery or something. And you said, no, this isn't for you, you know, where another person might convince somebody who's like not even like shouldn't even be on your call to try to set like to try to sign up now, you know. So it serves you, I think, long run. And you can like, you don't have to be a sociopath to be a successful internet business owner, because there's a lot of crazy people out there. Even some of the raw guys like are sociopaths, I think.
So. Well, dude, and no, that's great. I mean, Chris, you know, Chris is a current client now in another program, right? Like, you know, mm-hmm. I didn't need to sell him into that thing back then. It wasn't right. Like, he'll come back around, you know, if it's a good fit, he'll come back around. Right. And so, yeah. And honestly, dude, like, I just can't lie to people. Like, I just can't sleep. Like, I am appalled at all the people lying out there. And I think the deeper you go in this, the more people you meet, the more you get behind the curtains and you're like, what? Like, mm-hmm. you are just straight up lying to people.
Yup.
Yep. How do you look at yourself in the mirror?
I have no idea.
Dude, I can't do it. I just can't do it. I've just got to kind of tell it how it is. And sometimes that might mean missing out a little bit of money today. But dude, at least I get to go home and like hang out with my wife and feel good about myself. And I do think it's a better business play. At the end of the day, I do think it's the path to making more money. Even though if you have that mindset, you're probably not even caring about it like that.
Yeah. I feel like with like internet business, a lot of the times the right thing to do is usually the right thing for your business too. And a lot of times we think we have to like kind of convince ourselves or again, kind of, I don't want to be too much of a bummer, but like some of these people are crazy and like they're giving nothing away, but they're starting their conversation with, this is why it's better than everybody else's. So you believe it's actually valuable. Like, and I'm like, dude, totally. This is nothing. Like, but anyway, cool dude. Hey, if you guys are watching here, because I only have Dave for a little bit more before he's got to go slam dunk, throw any questions you have for me or Mr. Rogenmoser about his 4-phase business plan out there. And really quick, maybe really slow. Tell me a little bit about, do you still have that goal of the entrepreneur house? Because it's like your philanthropic kind of business, kind of charity thing. Could you share about that?
Yeah, totally. So I think a really sweet idea that we get excited about is having these entrepreneur houses all over the country, all over the world. And as I've talked about it, like so many people get fired up about this idea. So I know we have we have so many people that are like, I will do it. And so really the plan in that is, okay, right now we're building up the Entrepreneur Alliance as this online community of entrepreneurs, but I want to start taking it from online to offline because, mm-hmm. you know, I think being with people physically is a really powerful thing. We saw that in Austin together. It's like, dude, everybody had such a great time being together. Yep. And so I want to move offline. So a couple of initiatives we have for that this year is one, we're going to be launching EA Local here in Atlanta. We're going to have a local chapter and we're going to kind of build the format around that. We've already got some people there that are, there's actually like 3 people meeting at 5 a.m. once a week. That's kind of the initial beta program of EA Local.
That's awesome.
Dude, totally. So I get so excited about that. But I also don't want to like blow it up early because it could get really out of hand. And so we're going to create like a franchise model where we have EA Local and here's how chapters run. Here's what you go over. We're going to have weekly mastermind meetings, monthly cocktails, like quarterly super Saturdays. This is all Austin Distel's plan here. Guy who's working with us to help us grow.
I
got to
talk to that guy. He's like, he's a genius. That sounds amazing. I would totally sign up for that because I just feel like as an entrepreneur, like, whatever, I have a million likes and people in my Facebook group and on an email list, but like sometimes I just feel all by myself. Like I'm like, I don't like, it's like, I do like have friends and stuff, but it like makes you feel like it's hard. Being an entrepreneur is such a like a specific type of way to live. Like it's just a different mindset. And so hanging out with some of the people you maybe used to in the past is hard to, it's hard to connect. Like, and it's not that they're bad or wrong. It's just, it's like enjoying a different sport almost or something, you know? So anyway, you were saying, I didn't mean to cut you off there, man.
No, that's great. So yeah, so we want to do that. And that'll kind of get us locally in cities. Then we can franchise that out to, you know, the big and small cities and all that. And I think that's going to give us a real platform to start the EA houses, you know, where these EA locals are happening and they're built up. Sweet. It'd be really easy to start an EA house there. I think for that, it'd be like 9 months long. We get, you know, people to come move into this thing. And I don't know what stage, if it's like right out of high school or out of college, whatever, but you come with a business idea, you work in there for 9 months, you go hard, you're around people, we're flying in mentors like every single week to like mentor you. We've got a program and helping people become entrepreneurs. And I think like Chris said this like slogan, I don't know, a couple months ago, but he said like, I just want to help the people that should become entrepreneurs actually become entrepreneurs. And so
I think that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And so just making sure that people don't get lost, like making sure our people, like the entrepreneur, like you are my people, AJ, making sure that them out there don't end up working for ConocoPhillips, making sure they don't end up, you know, working for Deloitte or whoever, and say, hey, come with us. We're going to help pull you out of that and help make sure that you're with us. And so that's kind of the plan with the entrepreneur houses. And so it's a little bit of a, you know, we're not doing it today, but we've got the big plan to be able to kind of pull that off and build up that local presence to do it. So if anybody listening wants to host one of these things in your cities, be in touch here. You'll see us talking more about EA Local later on in the year.
Totally. And yeah, you can always follow him on Facebook. There's a lot of Dave Rogan Mosers on Facebook, so you're going to have to sift through some people, but just remember his face and you'll find him somewhere.
They're probably all my old like Facebook pages. I feel like I have such a pain trying to figure out how Facebook like profiles and pages work. So there's probably like three or four of those that
I have a few out there just because I just do, but I had a hard time figuring it out and had my separate businesses. But anyways, yes. Awesome, dude. So I'm going to do really quick here before, cause I don't want to hold you up too much longer. I didn't expect this to go this long.
This is great.
A couple of like just rapid fire questions. If you guys have some, throw them in the comments. We'll just go quick. I have some really dumb ones, and then some people on the comments actually asked intelligent questions. So we'll start with the intelligent one. What was your first successful business venture? That's from Mike Fallett.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had like the little kid businesses. I do like, yeah, I had like a lawn mowing service back in the day, but I would say the first one was digital marketing consulting. 2 years ago, we had clients where we were doing Facebook and AdWords retainers for $1,500 a month. And I was outsourcing the work to other contractors to kind of do that. And we built that up to a pretty good amount of money in about 9 months. I'd say that was my first successful business.
All right, sweet dude. Let me see. Who's your favorite business partner? Chris Hall or John Philip Morgan?
Oh man. Dude, honestly, like that's a huge secret to our success is like we have some great people here and both guys like work so hard. And so I don't have a favorite. I can't. Which one have you known longer? I've known Chris a little bit longer. I knew Chris from like back in college. He went to a different college, but we kind of knew each other. So I've known Chris a little bit longer.
Okay, cool.
Those guys are animals. I'm privileged to work with them, and they outwork me like every day.
I'm privileged just to know all three of you. And yeah, Chris Hall is. They're both animals. I mean, John, you got JP there creating a new internet.
Nobody knows about JP though. I mean, he's just. Yeah. Like, you got to get pretty deep into our business to start like getting on calls with JP.
He wants people to think he's software. I'm pretty sure. So, like that, he's not a real person. Yeah, exactly. That he's a chatbot. Exactly. Totally. So, all right. Let's see what other questions we got here. When's the last time you wet the bed? Do you remember it?
You had to bring this up after I shot you that message.
You shot me a message telling me you did. Yeah.
It's like actually it was like a late bed wetter. So I don't know. Like I was probably like 8 or something like that. Like last time. Yeah. I mean, I know people stop wetting the bed when they're like 3, but no. I'd have to like go to the doctor and like get this like nasal sprays to help me stop wetting the bed.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Dude. So it was a while. It wasn't as long ago as you'd think, I guess.
We'll have to, I guess, save that one for last one. All right, cool. let's do one more. And this one's just for me. It has, because the one before was business. It was all business. This one's just for me. If you were a superhero, so not who's your favorite superhero, but if you were a superhero, who would you be and why? This is a test of self-awareness, Dave. So,
like, who do I want to be, or just
who are you?
Am I most?
Who are you most?
Oh, dude, I was gonna say I would want to be the Hulk, but I don't think that's actually who I am. I don't know, dude. Who's like a maybe Wolverine? I don't know. I don't really know all the superheroes.
I feel like you have the Wolverine beard.
I feel like I'd be like more the guy. I'm like the normal guy that's like flying the jet. That's like, it's like still the human, but kind of like helps everybody like get to where they need to be and all that. I'm probably that guy.
That guy? I don't know who that is. I can mention nerdy things like Overwatch, things people wouldn't know.
I might be the wheelchair guy in X-Men.
Oh, Professor X, that guy?
Professor X. Maybe I'd be him. I don't know.
Dude, I'm pretty sure he's like the strongest one of all the X-Men. So that's okay. Sweet, dude. All right. Let's do a little bit of where can people follow you if they want to like check out your stuff, if they want to join your alliance, website. What's the best way to get in contact with you?
Dude, yeah. So probably the best way, go to jointhealliance.com and that'll redirect you to whatever page we got going there
Is
now.
it
So,
.com or .co?
oh, I think it's .co.
Pretty
No,
sure it's
it's .com.
.co. Pretty
Oh, it
sure it's
is .co.
.co.
It is
Well, I threw
.co.
it up as .co, but
No, that is. You're right. I
try them
looked it up.
both, and the one that looks worse, that's his.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oops. Hold on. I got my video playing. Dude, yeah, so go check that out. You can hit me up on Facebook. Add me, Dave Rogemoser. I'd love to chat with you here, especially if you're AJ's people. And yeah, just kind of keep following me out there. Would love to chat with you if you like what we do, if you're passionate about transparent entrepreneurship, if you're one of the good guys, if you're one that's going to be honest and treat your customers really well. I'd be really excited about chatting with you. If you're looking to just make a dollar and kind of cash in on your fancy car, we probably don't have as much to talk about. But if you're one of the other guys, then I'd be excited to chat with you and do some big things with you.
Thank you so much, Dave. I appreciate you, brother. I'm
Yeah,
going to go
dude.
ahead and pull you off here. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for jumping on. That was Dave Rogan Moser with the Entrepreneur Alliance. And I do recommend you jump into his, I don't know, jointhealliance.co. I think it's like $30 a month. And it has like trainings in there that he used to sell for like $6,000, like $1,000, like high-end stuff that he's kind of just giving away to help people out. So I highly, highly recommend you do that. So if you want to buy stuff from me, ptfreedom.co, I'll include that in a pinned post and his thing as well. Thank you guys so much for watching. If you have any questions, throw them in the comments. I do go in here and watch the replays. This is the only thing that makes me feel alive. So I'm on Facebook all day and not talking to people. Next Wednesday, we will be meeting with author of The Perfect Day Formula, excuse me, Craig Ballantyne. And he's going to be telling us, what it took to launch his amazing book. He's been in the fitness industry for years. He's also one of the main editors for Early to Rise. So, like, share, follow this. Click if you want to buy stuff. You don't have to. Make sure when this video ends to hit get reminders every time. And thank you once again for watching us. I am Peter Venkman. This has been AJTV.